We're just receiving reports of an incident at a farm in Sussex where a number of people have been arrested in connection with annoying the nation. It is believed that the owner of the farm, a Mr. Hibbett, has been cooperating with police and government officials in a plot codenamed Operation Less Pricks and kindly granted permission for the use of his 17th century tithe barn as a temporary holding place for those arrested. Although not confirmed, we are led to understand that those already charged include bus drivers who don't wait for people to sit down before pulling away from the bus stop, taxi drivers who use their horns instead of knocking on the door, people who moan at the council about the streets being full of litter, not stopping to think that it is people who drop litter, not the council, a room full of drama teachers listening to Bjork, grown men with replica shirts worn over their jumpers who stand up and stretch out their arms when the opposing team fail to hit the target, an assortment of scriptwriters, novelists and playwrights who own Argus but don't know how to use them, a musical equipment reviewer responsible for an article titled Microphone of the Month, a woman who described herself as a little bit Bridget, a little bit Ally, a little bit Sex in the City, and chose to call her baby boy Fred as a childishly rebellious attempt at a clever reaction to those who might have expected her to call him Julian or Rupert. Bit of advice, call him Rupert. It fits. And besides, it's a good name. Don't be calling him Fred or Archie, with all its cheeky but lovable working class scamp connotations, unless you really do have plans for him to spend his life in William Hills waiting for them to weigh in at Newton Abbott. Also being held is a whole wall full of teenagers spitting needlessly, an amateur thug in camouflage trousers whose Japanese fighting dog had run amok on a Swindon council estate, a man from the record company who said that George Michael continues to challenge social taboos through his music, Lisa Riley, continuity announcers introducing comedy shows, a pub band who gets uppity when everyone goes to the bar during a song they've written themselves, a group of football fans referred to as Commodores, as in once, twice, three times a season, who feed sugar lumps to police horses at cup finals, an artist who said his next album will be more song-based, a man who informs people that he gets up at 6 a.m. every morning and seemed to want a medal, people who say they speak as they find and are somehow proud of it, journalists who try and spell an interviewee's laugh, an organisation who declared an awareness week for awareness weeks, and a council worker who dropped litter. We'll bring you more details as they emerge.